The Reno Air Races will go on in 2012. Operation Migration remains grounded by a protracted FAA investigation. And Boeing is closing up shop in Wichita. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, January 6th, 2012. The Reno Air Racing Association has announced that the annual Reno Air Races will go on in 2012. Mike Houghton, president of the organizing body, cites, quote, "Overwhelming support of the victims and families of last year's terrible tragedy. Our sponsors, air race participants, and fans and aviation enthusiasts all over the world," unquote, as factors in the decision. The association has named a blue ribbon panel to examine any possible changes or modifications that could be made to enhance what the association calls the already high level of safety established by the FAA and the association's existing procedures. The acclaimed and widely documented work of Operation Migration, leading young whooping cranes from breeding facilities to repopulate natural habitats, has run into FAA trouble. The resolution of the gray area involving whether pilots on the charity's paid staff are flying for hire is taking longer than expected and could have implications for other activities which might be conducted using lightsport aircraft. In fairness to the FAA, the resolution of this dilemma needs to anticipate any possible new gray areas it will create. In an effort to save $15 billion over 5 years, the Pentagon announced Wednesday it's considering a production delay for about 120 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters. That would make the third schedule revision in as many years. The U.S. Air Force has put a contract for 20 Super Tucanos from Embraer on hold while Hawker Beechcraft litigates over its unexplained exclusion from the bidding process for the Light Air Support Program. The contract is worth over $354 million. Air Force officials believe the suit by HBC will be resolved quickly. Boeing Defense, Space, and Security Systems says it will close its plant in Wichita, Kansas, by the end of 2013, displacing more than 2,000 employees. The company says the site does not have enough sustainable business on the horizon to create an affordable cost structure to maintain and win new business. VP Mark Bass says, quote, "We will do everything possible to assist our employees, their families, and our community through this difficult transition," unquote. Boeing is providing retirement seminars, financial counseling, and help finding jobs inside or outside Boeing. The first pieces of the failed Phobos Grunt Mars probe, launched by Russia November 9th, will begin re-entering the Earth's atmosphere on January 15th, according to Russian space officials. It's predicted that most of the debris will burn up as it re-enters the atmosphere, but 20 to 30 pieces weighing a total of about 440 pounds could make it to the ground. The spacecraft is also carrying 12 tons of highly toxic fuel. If it remains liquid, it would most likely combust from the heat of re-entry. But officials say if the fuel has frozen, some of it could make it to the surface as a solid. Still ahead, Microsoft updates its flight sim after 5 years without a new version. George Lucas has his own money invested in Red Tails. And it looks like CAP has found a good one. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, January 6th. I'm Paul Plack. It's been over 5 years since Microsoft introduced Flight Simulator 10, and it was a breakthrough in fidelity, capabilities, and ease of use. In 2009, the team which developed it was let go, and it looked like 10 might be the end of the line for the popular series. But in August of 2010, the new Microsoft Flight was announced, and it debuted on Wednesday as a free product. The company says Microsoft Flight is still available only for PC, and the virtual aircraft offered with the free version will be the Icon A5 Lightsport Amphibian. Players who sign into their Games for Windows Live accounts will automatically receive additional free content, including a virtual steerman, supplementary missions, and access to achievements in an online pilot profile. You can also purchase and download new aircraft, regions, and customization options. With so many Hollywood films looking like formulaic excuses for big paychecks these days, it's refreshing to learn that George Lucas has invested $58 million of his own money to make Red Tails, based on the story of the Tuskegee Airmen, after a half-dozen studio heads turned down his offer to partner on the film. Lucas, who came to fame through the Star Wars series, also clearly relishes the chance to choreograph dogfights. He says he told the director, quote, "You worry about the actors and the story on the ground, and I'll worry about the 1 hour we're in the air," unquote. Red Tails opens across the U.S. January 20th. If you've ever vacationed in Central Florida, you know it's a land of superlatives where hundreds of attractions try to outdo each other, and at least half of them are called something world. Well, now the largest hot air balloon in the U.S. has taken its place among the hype, and it'll be hard to miss if it passes by. Orlando Balloon Rides, the name Balloon World was already taken by a party supply store, has taken delivery of an 11-story tall, 24-passenger balloon built by Ultra Magic Balloons of Spain. The basket weighs 1,600 pounds empty. The envelope weighs a half ton empty. The entire ride experience, including being there for unpacking and inflation, and a post-flight champagne breakfast, lasts about 4 hours. An hour of that is actual time in the air. It costs $175 a person, or about double the retail price of a daily adult admission ticket at Disney World. But CEO Jason Schulke thinks that with a projected 50 million visitors to the Orlando area this year, he can max out the 18 to 20,000 total bookings he has available. And finally today, our kudos go out to Civil Air Patrol 2nd Lieutenant Sarah Rovner, who was flying a CAP-owned Cessna 172 from West Houston Airport to Lone Star Executive Airport when she reported losing aircraft power. She made a dead stick landing on Davis Street in downtown Conroe, Texas, with guidance from a controller who also called emergency responders. When those responders arrived, they reportedly found a damaged utility pole and a few downed signposts and a 1979 Skyhawk that's going to need extensive wing repair. But the 22-year-old pilot was not injured, nor was anybody on the ground. Rovner reportedly passed her check ride only 3 months ago and has logged only about 100 hours. I think CAP has found a keeper. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.